Second Thoughts by Jan Etherington and Gavin Petrie, starring James Bolam as Bill and Linda Bellingham as Faith, with Celia Imrie, Belinda Lang, Kelda Holmes and Mark Denham. Episode 7, Negative Vetting.
Mother about us.
You mean about your shamelessly wanton behaviour, even across the breakfast table?
There's something very intimate about breakfast, isn't there?
Yes. Usually means you spent the night together.
Quick, give us a kiss while we're on our own.
Control yourself, woman. Can't I even have my Marmite soldiers in peace?
Have you, though?
Have I what?
Told your mother.
Of course I have. Think I could keep quiet about such an important event as our romance?
Quite easily.
Well, you're wrong. As a matter of fact, I wrote to her last week. And yesterday she wrote back.
What did she say?
Well, the usual.
What's the usual?
You know.
I don't. My experience of prospective mother-in-laws is limited to one ex and yours.
Hope we'd be happy. What a good idea. Etc. Etc.
Why are you being funny about it, then?
Funny? I'm not being funny.
Yes, you are. You're sort of evasive. What did she really say?
Well, actually, it'll make you laugh. I've got it here. Read it if you like. You know what mothers are like.
I know what my mother's like, but I certainly wouldn't call her the norm. Dear Bill, hope you're still wearing the vest I sent you.
I'm an only child.
Very surprised to hear your new lady. Have to be very careful. A man in your position... Women who've been abandoned by their husbands often set out to trap someone to be a father to their children. What a bloody cheek.
Any more toast, Faith?
Bill, she's got completely the wrong idea about me.
Has she? I don't like to say anything, but I thought it was fairly accurate. I mean, there I was, just an MG and a gold card to support, when along comes this rampant mother of two...
I wasn't abandoned. The divorce from John was my idea. I can hardly... Speak, I'm so cross.
That is unusual.
Well, have you written back to tell her that she's got it all wrong? What's the point? What the hell did you tell her in the first place?
Faith, calm down. It doesn't matter.
It does matter to me if your mother thinks I'm some fortune hunter with two ragged children clutched round my knees.
We're both taller than you.
How dare she imply I set out to trap you?
I thought you could hardly speak.
Well, I'm better now.
Listen, I've been put through the mill by your enormous family. They've all been pretty swift off the mark at giving me the once-over. Look at your mother. She's so nosy, if she came across St. Paul's letter to the Corinthians, she'd want to steam it open.
Don't bring my mother into this.
Why not? My mother's in it. Why shouldn't yours be?
Because it's irrelevant.
No, it isn't. It just happens that your mother's close enough to give me the vetting treatment in person. Of course, once she'd had us over to dinner... If you could see, I was much too good for you. Oh!
Well, you wanted more toast.
Would have preferred it on the plate. Look, my mother happens to be 500 miles away, and she puts her thoughts down on paper, that's all. She hasn't met you. If she had, she'd know her fears were fully justified.
Bill!
Will you two shut up? Your
argument
woke me up and there's no hot water left.
Oh, it's Matilda the Hun.
Morning, Hannah.
Hannah, I expect you to be much more pleasant in the mornings.
Only dull people are brilliant at breakfast. Oscar Wilde said that.
Well, sit her sulky, sullen dame, gathering her brows like gathering storm, nursing her wrath to keep it warm. Robbie Burns said that.
Oh, dear, stop being so Scottish, Bill. It's too early in the morning.
I'm stunned into silence by that observation, Faith.
You'll be here later, Bill.
Apart from an 8-hour diversion called work, I might be back this evening... If your mother and I are still speaking.
Oh, don't start, you two.
I think we may have finished.
Anyway, I just wonder...
Why?
Caroline's going to drop in.
Do you want the house to yourselves or something?
No. Well, she hasn't met Bill, that's all.
Oh, you mean she wants to have a look at your mum's boyfriend?
I didn't put it like that.
You didn't have to. I'm going to get the art department to make me up a sandwich board with Exhibit A written all over it.
Hello, Steve. A bit early for you, isn't it? What are you doing here?
Joe should like to come round.
Oh, this is the one I was telling you about.
Are you referring to me, Joe?
Yeah, he's a friend of Mum's.
Morning.
Morning.
He knows lots of Scottish swear words, you know.
Do I?
Yeah, he does.
Tell us some, then.
Go on, Bill.
Wheely, wheely, a corner, corn, your wee mutton creel, I'll set the border on ye.
See, told ya. Come on.
You daft wee coof, my life's topsalteria enough without you making me out to be a fiend. I'll get your grunzel into your brain after school and take the other loon with you.
What are you saying?
Okay, I was just telling you to stop being cheeky and get to school.
Sounds like bad language to me.
Give me 100 lines, then.
Oh, if you're not careful, I'll keep you in after school.
You mean a detention? Just the two of us?
Oh, God, if you two are going to get soppy, I'm leaving.
We're going to get soppy.
Bye.
Right, that's got rid of the class sneak. Now, weren't you going to give me some extra help with biology?
Morning, all. Oh, hello.
Oh, sorry. Isn't it a bit early for that sort of thing?
Hilary, what are you doing here?
I could ask the same of you.
I am courting a lady householder. What's your excuse?
I've just been dumped by Brian, the amorous actuary.
Did he dump you here?
Bill, don't be so insensitive.
Faith was kind enough to offer me the put shop in the dining room, a box of tissues and a large gin. In reverse order. Is there any tea in the pot?
Yes, help yourself.
No milk.
Oh, I'm sorry, there's some on the doorstep. Thanks.
You mean Hilary was downstairs in the dining room below your bedroom all the time while you and I were above in the bedroom all night, you know?
Oh, for goodness sake, Bill, you sound like the dumb sidekick in a detective novel.
Why didn't you tell me?
What would you have done about it?
I don't know.
Well, then.
Been more subtle, a bit quieter, maybe.
You mean you'd have been inhibited?
Yes, I certainly would.
Well, I'm glad I didn't tell you then.
If you two are going to get soppy, I'm leaving.
Is there an echo in here?
Oh, Hill's a bit touchy about people getting soppy at the moment, aren't you?
Why can't I find somebody like you, Bill?
You mean kind, charming, generous, and immensely tolerant, considering what I've been through this morning.
Actually, I mean somebody with such a nice, bottom. He has, hasn't he, Faye?
Do you know, it's one of the first things I noticed about him. That and the way his eyes crinkle when he frowns. Oh, look. Look, he's doing it now.
Will you please stop discussing me? I'm off to work.
Okay. Can I see you tonight?
I should really go back to the flat and pick up my post. I'll ring you later. Will she be here tonight?
She might be, Bill. He was very good to me when I got divorced. She still is. All the problems I have with you.
What problems?
Now this latest boyfriend's left her, I can't stand by and do nothing. I've got to lend a hand, you know, offer a shoulder, give her some support.
Sounds as if she needs a weightlifter more than a friend. What problems?
I'm in the way. I know I'm in the way.
No, you're not, Hill. Even if you were, you wouldn't be.
Could you repeat that, please, Faith? I'm not sure if your formula gets me.
Hill, I know Brian's behaved like a beast.
You're being far too kind to him. He's so despicable and makes that damn paler look like an acupuncturist.
What exactly was the last straw?
There were so many last straws, it was practically a haystack. But I suppose what hurt most was when the manageress of a golf and accessory shop offered to make him knitted covers for his clubs and he accepted.
That's very funny.
How do you think so?
Oh, go on, Hill, it is funny. You're taking all this too seriously. I know he's important to you.
What?
Was important. But if you want my opinion, he was not your Mr. Wright.
I gave up looking for Mr. Wright when Elvis Presley got married. I'm happy with Mr. Wrong's improvement these days. I'm what? Got any more tissues?
Hill, you won't mind if I carry on, will you? Only I've got an illustration to deliver to Country Style magazine by tomorrow, and I haven't even begun the sketches yet.
I'm holding you up. I'll just have a shower and I'll be on my way home.
No, you stay here just as long as you like. God, I know what it's like being in an empty house when you're fed up. Well, at least I vaguely remember this house being empty once.
I won't stay, Faith. I'm getting in the way of you and Bill.
We've already got Hannah Jo and the dog getting in the way. Do you think we're likely to notice one more?
I don't know how you two manage to find time for conversation together, let alone, you know.
I thought I was one of myself.
Oh, my God, not another snivelling woman.
What do you mean, Bill? Surely everything's sweetness and light at Mont Repos.
Everything's fine, Liza. What's the matter with you?
Clive's being difficult.
Well, don't cry over there. That's the colour layout for issue 12.
Oh, excuse me. I'll try and confine my emotions to an area northwest of the desk, if that's not likely to damage the carpet.
Liza, I've got an editorial meeting in a minute. Now, what do you mean, Clive's being difficult? More important, do I care?
You were married a long time, Bill.
No, we weren't. It only seemed like it. We were married for 3 years. You bought me a cutthroat razor for our last anniversary, remember?
Did you hear what I said, Bill? I'm having trouble with Clive.
Doesn't really surprise me. The only man you wouldn't have trouble with is Napoleon.
You mean because he has strength of character?
No, because he's dead.
Oh.
Liza, why are you in here creating condensation?
You never could cope with genuine emotion, could you?
Genuine? Do you know what genuine is, Liza?
Of course I do. I live with a Christie's valuer, remember?
You mean the one who's creating difficulties?
I just wanted to talk, Bill. We could always talk, couldn't we?
Well, I was an audience for your monologues.
Clive can't seem to understand that I need my freedom.
Oh, that old euphemism.
What do you mean?
I mean it's a handy cover for saying that you want to keep your options open. Play the field. Spot the next likely contender.
It is not.
Well, that's how it appears, Liza. That's certainly how it appeared to me when you started beating on about your freedom.
Did it?
If you'd listened to me at all at the time, you'd know it did.
There's a point where I just start to feel trapped.
Yes, usually the point when the colour of your bank statement changes from black to red. And the poor, innocent victim who shares your life starts asking questions like, how the bloody hell can you spend that much in a month?
Clive's just getting awfully possessive.
Look, do you want this relationship with Clive to continue?
Of course I do.
Well, don't do to him what you did to me.
How do you mean exactly?
Well, I don't know where to start, really.
Oh, Bill!
I mean, don't bulldoze him. Let him get the upper hand now and then. Let him feel you're doing something because he wants to do it. I know it's a lot to ask, but just once in a while, give in.
That's a lot to ask.
I realize that.
Is this how sweet Faith manages to keep you running off to see her in the suburbs? By being a doormat?
Sometimes, Liza, I seriously regret that I didn't push you off the Ponte Vecchio when I had the chance.
That was our honeymoon!
A relationship doesn't always have to be divided into 15 rounds.
We had a good time in Florence, didn't we?
I can see you're feeling better now, so don't start getting nostalgic.
We did, though, didn't we?
Yes, we had some good times. We also had some absolutely appalling times. Don't make the same mistake with Clive.
You're a very nice man, Bill.
I know. I'm also a very busy man and very late for the meeting.
You've made me feel much better.
I'm delighted. Are you going now?
Thank you, Bill. I'll leave you in peace. Your collar's looking a bit creased. Nice to know she's not entirely perfect.
You can't resist, can you? And I iron my own shirts. I got pretty good at it when I was married to you. Well, at least she's back to normal, spitting fire and venom. Maybe I should start my own problem page.
Hello?
At last.
At last what?
I've been trying to get through to you all day. The line's always engaged.
Oh, I'm sorry. I've had all my sisters on the phone, one after the other.
Do you fancy going to see a film tonight?
Oh, I can't, Bill. The girls are all coming round here for a meeting.
Oh, don't tell me I'm being vetted again. I thought I'd done enough smiling and passing round the cheese dips when I met all your sisters for dinner.
I really think it's time you had the ego bypass operation, my love. You're not the sole topic of conversation in the family. It's Mum and Dad's ruby wedding next month. We're going to organise a do for them.
Well, I'll just go back to my place tonight and wash my hair then.
Actually, Bill, I'd really like you to come over.
No, I am not going to make sandwiches and pour the tea.
No, it's Hillary.
Oh, don't tell me she's still there. Your house is going to be like the touring version of Little Women Meet the Three Sisters.
I've just sent Hillary out to walk the dog. She's still very droopy. Brian hasn't phoned her.
You probably can't get through.
What I was wondering was...
Why am I getting an uneasy feeling?
I'd be really, really grateful if you could... Well, maybe take Hill out for a drink while I sort out the anniversary details with my sisters. They'll only be here for about an hour. It would cheer her up and then, well, you could stay the night.
with Hillary in the room below?
Oh, no, she'll go home.
You're sure of that, are you?
Well, I thought you could drop a few hints. She likes you. If you listened to her problems, made a few suggestions, it might help.
Actually, you could be right. I seem to be doing quite well as an agony uncle today.
Oh? Really?
If you're complaining, I'll go and have a pint.
No, stay.
I am not your dog.
Sorry. Please stay.
I think my hearing's going.
Why?
I was expecting a chorus of women. Where are they?
Oh, well, the girls aren't here yet, and Hillary's nicked out for an extra loaf.
Quick, let's change the locks.
Bill, listen. How is your paso doble?
Well, it gives me a bit of a twinge in the morning, but I'm still rubbing in the ointment. Why do you ask?
Well, you know this do for Mum and Dad?
I've had the 4-minute warning about it, yes.
Well, we'd like to make it quite formal.
You mean I can't wear my Buddy Holly T-shirt?
Definitely not. Posh Fox and Dickie Bows.
Oh, God.
Well, it is for Mum and Dad, and they like all that. The plan is we will book a nice banqueting suite with, you know, plenty of room, and they will lead the guests to the dance floor.
Oh.
Then their daughters, me and the girls, and their beau, will join them and sort of, you know, fan out.
You mean you want us to be the Frank and Peggy Spencer of Acacia Avenue? The last time I had a number on my back was for a very rude game at the office party.
Yeah, well, you see, Dad's a very good dancer. He's got perfect rhythm.
Ah, now you're talking. Look at these hips.
Oh, must I?
Just tell me who won the Mick Jagger dancer-like contest at the Hammersmith Palais.
Someone else.
I've got a remarkable pelvis.
But can you waltz?
Nothing to it.
Bill, can you?
I'd rather show you my gay Gordons, and people have often commented on Mr. Roger DeCoverley.
Right.
What are you doing?
There's only tailor's chalk. I'm drawing outlines on the carpet.
You expecting a murder?
Look, see? Fate marks. Just like in Victor Sylvester's book. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Now.
Oh, stop grabbing you there.
Sorry. I went to an all-girls school. Mm. I always wanted to lead in the waltz.
Yes, and in everything else, little Miss Bossy.
Now, hold me firmly.
I am holding you. Don't call me firmly.
Please concentrate.
I am. Just get on with it. Feel as if I'm on the starting block.
Right. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2,
Oh. Look, and try and look as if you're enjoying it.
I can't smile and count.
Again.
You'll be getting the whip out next.
One, two, three. One, two, three. One, two, three. One, two, three. Oh, how we danced on the night we were... Mary and Hannah, I've just removed the chalk marks.
Oh, yes, we wouldn't want them to catch us waltzing, would we? Whatever next?
Bill, you will ask Hillary out, won't you?
One dance and I'm putty in your hands. But what's it worth?
A wild night with an insatiable woman.
Do I know her?
Oh, Auntie Joanna's vegetarian, Hannah.
Since when?
Oh, since you saw All Creatures Great and Small. So tell her those are the salad packages.
They look really yummy. Can I have one?
Later, maybe. You know Auntie Prue's eating for six now she's pregnant. We'll see what's left.
How many for tea, Faye?
Four cups in the front room and have one yourself.
Evening, all.
Hello, Bill.
Hi. Fancy a sandwich?
Hello, Hillary. Hello, Hannah. No, thanks. I thought Caroline was coming round to inspect me.
Sam disappointed.
She waited for ages, but then she had to go home and stand by a front gate.
Whatever for?
There's a really attractive boy that cycles past the house at 7:10 every night, and she's trying to get him to notice her.
Well, it's nice to know I'm at least on the list of local attractions, even if I'm way down it.
Could you take these salads in, Hill? You know everyone in there, don't you?
Yes, of course.
Oh, thanks. Will you ask her? Hannah and I will leave you alone.
Come and eat, I think.
Oh, I'll take it in, Hill. Hannah will come with me to talk to her aunt.
I've already said hello.
Well, say hello again. Last night before I should see.
Hillary?
Hmm?
Would you like to come out with me?
Don't think I'm not flattered, Bill, but you're going out with me.
Just for a drink. Tonight.
Well, it's very kind of you, but...
I'd like to try and cheer you up a bit.
I'm very grateful, Bill. Is anyone else coming?
No, just the two of us. Faith's a bit tied up at the moment.
Yes, yes, I realise that. Faith's my best friend, Bill.
Yes, I know that. Another reason why I should get to know you better.
But she might not like us going out together.
Oh, she won't mind.
She might. I know I would.
Faith's a very understanding woman.
Yes, I know, but I don't want to come between you.
Hilary, for heaven's sake.
No, I don't think so, Bill.
Oh, please.
Is it that important?
Yes. It was Faith's idea. She thinks you need a bit of a change, and she told me, mentioned to me, that you'd be at a loose end tonight while she was tied up making these family arrangements. So I said I'd be delighted to take you out for a drink.
Yes, I realise that.
What?
It's just the sort of thing Faith would do, ask you to take me out for a drink because she's worried about me. She's a very caring person.
I know, you don't have to tell me.
But I had to check.
You had to check?
Yes. As soon as you asked me out, I thought, Faith's put him up to this. But then you were so convincing that I suddenly wondered, my God, what if he does fancy me? I should pursue this for the sake of my friend.
So do I now get a signed certificate from you, saying I have shown no signs of fancying you?
I'm not sure about that.
You know I don't.
Thanks very much, Bill.
I mean, you know I love Faith. But if I didn't, then who knows? Things might be different.
Bill, I'm sorry. I'm just feeling ratty and rejected. I didn't mean to force you down all these verbal cul-de-sacs. You don't have to say any more.
Yes, I do, if we're going to spend the evening together.
You're really very kind to put up with me, but I promise I'll do all the talking and you'll just have to look glum and sympathetic.
It's a deal. Shall we go?
So, the parrot said,
if I found you were going to park there, I would have moved the water.
That's the best one. Well, I did enjoy the one about the plumber and the
I'm going to tell you. I really like the perfume you're wearing. I must get some for Faith. Although...
Hello, Bill.
Although, as I was just saying to Hilary, you always smell delicious, my love.
Dan! Dan?
What?
Dan! What are you doing here?
He popped in to comfort you, Hilary. He phoned earlier and I said you'd just gone out for a few minutes, so he said he'd come and meet you. He's on his fourth coffee now.
Auntie Betty! Auntie Betty! What are you doing here?
Ah, yes, I believe you know this charming lady, Bill. She's been telling me what an honest, loyal and sober person you are and how lucky I am to have you. Evidently, your mother asked her to call in and check that this avaricious divorcee and her brood hadn't stripped you of all your assets entirely and really toyed with your emotions. Wasn't that sweet of her?
In Negative Vetting, you heard James Bolam as Bill, Linda Bellingham as Faith, Belinda Lang as Liza, Celia Imrie as Hilary, Kelda Holmes as Hannah, and Mark Denham as Joe. Steve was played by Guy Brougham. Second Thoughts was written by Jan Etherington and Gavin Petrie, and produced by Pete Atkin.